Blackstone Audiobooks presents Disney War by James B. Stewart. To Benjamin. Prologue. Roy E. Disney pulled his red 1999 Ferrari into the parking lot of the Bodega Wine Bar in Pasadena. It was late on a Thursday afternoon, November 20th, 2003, just a week before Thanksgiving. Roy loved the Ferrari. One of the few conspicuous indications that the modest, unassuming 73-year-old nephew of Walt Disney was one of America's wealthiest men. The car stood out in the Disney parking lot, where Roy had a space near Michael Eisner, Disney's chairman and chief executive. Because of the car, everybody knew when Roy was at company headquarters. Roy hated the Team Disney building designed by noted architect Michael Graves at Eisner's behest to serve as the Walt Disney Company's corporate headquarters. Though the monumental facade was leavened by bas-reliefs of the Seven Dwarfs in the pediment, Roy felt the building represented everything that was bloated and pretentious in the company that Eisner had created. As he did from time to time, Roy wondered what his Uncle Walt would have thought. Walt's office was still there in the modest old animation building. Eisner had used it as his own office before moving to the new headquarters. Now Roy had moved into it, preferring it to the Team Disney building, so barren and vast that he joked he had to leave a trail of breadcrumbs to find his way out. In recent months, Roy's physical separation from Eisner and other top executives had become more than symbolic. Even though he had brought Eisner to the company almost 20 years ago, he now felt deceived and betrayed by him. Eisner had come to Disney after a dazzling career in programming at ABC and in movies at Paramount Pictures.